This is kind of cool. A school found and returned a purse from a former student from over 50 years ago. Actually, from 65 years ago. That's how long it was. A school district in Indiana returned a handbag to its owner nearly 65 years. And all of this happened because of social media. And people say it's bad. Come on. The district posted a picture on the on their Facebook page last week of a black purse. And I guess they were saying, hey, can you help us track down our former student who apparently lost her purse way back in 1954?
Oh, my goodness.
First of all, are they still alive?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest here. Second, are they actually on Facebook or the internet? Well, the bag was found while working where workers were demolishing a high school building in order to make way for a new elementary school that was going to be built on that same location. The purse, here's what was inside way back in 1954. Contained a tube of red lipstick. Uh-oh, we got a hussy on our hands. A bus schedule. And a first place ribbon for the mile relay. So we had an athlete right here. And this is the cute part. A note from an admirer asking her to prom.
Oh my gosh, stop. That is so cute.
See, I need to know, did they go to prom? Did she say yes?
I don't know. When they found her, did they find out?
I don't know. They did announce this. They have located the woman who now lives out of state and they're going to return the bag. We need a follow-up. Did she go to prom? Did they get married and have kids? Is it like a modern day This Is Us? What happened?
I bet she was so excited to get that. Just the memories. How cool would that be?
Now, I don't remember losing anything at school, but did you guys ever get in trouble? Because I got in a lot of trouble in school. And not that you lost it, but somebody took something away from you at school, like where teachers or principals would say, hey, give me that, Alex.
Oh,
we're gonna put that in the drawer.
My 13-year-old boyfriend Eric and I, we would write each other like 5-page long love notes, super detailed, the gushiest, grossest stuff you've ever heard in your life. And one of my teachers grabbed it from me and read the entire thing, like all 4 pages in front of the entire class. It was so humiliating.
Wait, all 4 pages.
Yeah. So I didn't write in his class anymore.
Oh my gosh. Pork chop, you look like you got in trouble too.
What? Yeah, right.
Dude. You never did?
Barely. I remember I've gotten in trouble 2 times. I've never been suspended or expelled or detention or anything.
Oh my gosh. I was constantly in school suspension.
In school suspension sucks. I'm like, just send me home.
I was sent in the hall all the time. Always in trouble.
That's what I had to do 1 time, and I think it's because I threw a stapler, but I didn't throw it.
You threw a stapler? You're a psycho.
No, I like.
See, you're the kid that's like super quiet, never talks, doesn't do anything bad, and then just literally lashes out and throws a
I didn't. I was tossing it to a friend, and like the teacher like freaked out, and I had to write sentences, which I hated. But I figured out a way to do it fast.
Oh my gosh!
Copy and paste or what?
No, this was back in the day, man. Pen and pencil and paper. And then one other time, I actually got in trouble for like a little fight in high school.
Really? Who instigated that?
Let's see.
Another girl.
I was a freshman, and he was a junior, and the junior was, like, talking smack to another person, and, like, I wasn't having it, so I told him, like, what I thought, and then we got in, like, a little tussle, and...
Who won?
I mean,
how many punches were thrown?
They just pulled each other's hair. That was it.
Maybe some nail stuff. But I mean, I got one punch in.
Scratched him like
a
cat?
I mean, I got one
punch
in. Take
that, bitch!
I didn't want to hurt him.
It's a fight. You got to win it.
Yeah. I mean, I've never actually been in a real fight.
Every single day, one time in 5th grade, for a week, I had to write, I will not talk in class 500 times.
Well, looks like that one worked out.